wanted to see his mother, Sita Devi, and he was in dressing room. And Hanuman was searching, where is his mother, Shanki? He knew that he is in
dressing room.
She went and opened at once the door. No one could
enter there.
But he desperately, like a son, little son, entered. Mother, what are you doing? And at that time, Mother Sita was taking sindoor here.
Red.
You are understanding?
Yes.
Sindoor here. Mother, why you are taking this red thing? Then mother told, smiling, my dear son, I'm taking that. My husband should be
long live.
He should not die. He should be very strong. So as a symbol, I take it. Then Hanuman was satisfied. And he was waiting that mother should come out of the dressing room. And when mother went out of dressing room, he entered the dressing room and he closed the doors. And he began to take all this reddish thing in water mixing, and he took all over his, in all body, and he became reddish like sindoor. And then he went to the assembly of Ramchandra, where Sita was sitting on throne, and Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, and lakhs were there. All were laughing, how he has been reddish. Ram was also laughing, what you have done? Then when he came nearer, Ram told him, why you have done so? Oh, I saw my mother, that he was taking a very little red powder. Only to make you live long, very strong, no disease should come for this. So if by taking here you are so, then I must do for your benefit. So always Hanuman doing like so. So you should go to Hanuman. And really he will. At once ran to Hanuman, and he saw that he is serving in this, that way. Always. Then he told that, oh, I have never seen any pure devotee like you. Your life is successful. I am also successful to see you, to meet you. Hanuman began to weep. That Ram has left me in this world and he has gone to Ayodhya with his all associates. I am alone in this world, weeping here. He has ordered me that you should live in this world and try to preach, try to everywhere to devotees and help devotees. So I am here alone, only to help devotees. Now I am so much feeling separation for Ram. And he began to weep. He told that if you want to see any pure devotee, you should go to Pandavas, especially to Arjun. And you will see that surely his life is so much successful. He went at once to Indraprastha, in the kingdom of Pandavas, and he saw that. At that time, all Pandavas are there, and they wanted to honor and to worship Narad Rishi because he was guru of Pandavas. But when they brought the pot full of paraphernalia, full of flowers and chandan and everything, deep, dhoop, Narad forcibly took, and by that paraphernalia he began to worship Pandavas. Oh, now you cannot cheat me. Now I have known that how first class devotees you are. Oh, I see that Krishna himself, supreme personality of Godhead. He is serving you. He has become charioteer. And also he serves your horses. And he has given his sister Subhadra and did marriage. And he is a tutor of Abhimanyu, always serving all Pandavas. Oh, very, very wonderful. So you are bona fide devotee, supreme devotee. Thus he was praying so much. I'm telling very, very brief. I've told this story, all these story, never completed in 3 years. Three years regularly doing, never is still finished. So I'm telling in a moment all these things. So Pandavas are so high class of devotee. Pandavas told that, oh, we are not devotee. We have caused so many things that Krishna has to become my charioteer. I know that he is Godhead, supreme personality of Godhead. I have disturbed him so much. I know that he is the supreme personality of God. I have realized. But he has told so many lies for me. No? And I was not ready to fight Mahabharata Yuddha. But he forcibly engaged me in fighting. He gave me the lesson of Gita, he taught me. But it is so, what? No.
Lower,
very basic principles, very, very lower. Saranagati. I am his friend, and he is giving me, teaching me Saranagati. Saranagati is not bhakti yet. It is the door of bhakti. So he thinks that I am not in the door of bhakti. So I think that I am not a pure devotee. I have not even a Saranagati. So actually I am not pure devotee. If you want to see devotee, you can go to Dwarka and see, you should meet Uddhava. And you will see how his friend, his general, his teacher, his guru, his sishya, his everything of Krishna. And Krishna sends him where need of Krishna, but he can give any representative. He sends like representative to Pandavas, to gopis, even. Anyone cannot go, but he sends Uddhava there. So you can go. And he went there. And he saw the high class of devotees, Uddhavas. But when he told that, you are first class devotee and your life has been successful, then he began to weep. I am not a pure devotee. I like to be the dust of gopis, fit dust of gopis. Asamaho charan reni jusama. What? Vrindavane kimap kul mantav. Bande nanda prajesti nam padrani abhiknas. I want to be a fit dust of gopis. Gopis' prem is supreme, highest. They can control Krishna. And Krishna has himself told that na pare ham nirvad. I cannot repay gopis. I repay anyone. My mother, father, everyone. But I cannot repay. So gopis are not devotee. What they are? They are himself Sarup Shakti and manifestations of Sarup Shakti. So he went to Dwarka, and from Dwarka he went to Braja. And he came from there and went to the council of Vaishnavas and declared that gopis are topmost. So glory of gopis are topmost. We should try to serve gopis. And our aim should be to have the mercy of Gaurachandra. What is the mercy? He is sprinkling gopi mood everywhere. So our target should be to serve gopi's dust feet, especially the dust feet of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. This is the topest thing. Gaur Praman. Now you can begin. What is the time now? 8? You should begin one kirtan, and in the meantime they should be ready for play. To you. You have played a role of very good devotee. Jagdanand was so much near and dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And actually he has written all these things, what he played in Prem Vivarta. Chaitanya that Jagdanand is telling, I don't know what I am writing. Jokhon jaha mone pore, tokhon taha likhi. I'm writing only what I remember. I don't know what is beginning, what is end, what is regular, what is anything. Mon kande, pran kande, kaam de duti aadhi. When he was writing, he was bitterly crying, weeping. So he has told the pastime was a boiled food of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Jagadanand. They were playing, always reading in school. One day they went to play in Ganges bank on the sand, and it became so much night. They were laughing, dancing, chanting Hari name, playing beautiful all pastimes. But anyhow, Jagadanand became man, sulky mood, not angry. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all other friends to their homes returned. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was weeping here. Where is Jagai? Where is Jagai? Where is Jaga? And he was weeping here on the bank of Ganges. My Gaurang, my Gaurang, always weeping. He was weeping in his mother's house, Jagannath Mishra house, and he was weeping here, but in very little age. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not sleep. He came on the bank of Ganges in the midnight and searching, where is Jaga, where is Jaga, where is Jaga, where you are? And he was weeping, Jagai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and embraced Jagai, Jagadanand. Oh, I could not sleep. I cannot live without you. And he pacified, like Satyabhama. Jagadanandi was Satyabhama. Some incarnation of Srimati Radhika. So he has same mood like, somewhat like Radhika. So, always doing something like this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at last, he took him with him and they went, and then after midnight they took anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, up till now he has not taken anything, but now he took. he all with Jagai. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became renounced, he went with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there he was always serving. He described it very well. Very well. I think he is a learned person in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavata also. And he used to try to be more qualified, more and more qualified. And not to imitate, but to be like that, Jagadananda. Not to imitate, to be like him. And Sarv Srimati Radhika, you told like that. Yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle this mood of not Radha mood, unnata ujjvala rasaṁsva bhakti sriyam this. All the acharyas in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come only to give this, sprinkle the same thing. Swamiji also, in the guidance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Jagadguru, he came to sprinkle. But he has to cut so many jungles. And he has cut so many jungles. But yet new are coming. I am worried for that. I want that all you should be very strong devotees. What Swamiji has taught you, you should try to follow him actually, not imitating. And be true devotee. I want that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started and Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur started Nagar Sankirtan, door, to village, to gallery, to gallery, like chanting, remembering, like weeping. He used to do like that. And then there will be no fear for that astrologer are telling that in one world war we come and we will all be destroyed. We will never be destroyed. Atma is nothing to be destroyed. He is above birth and death. So why you are so worried? That fight. Where we will be, what we will be. You should never be worried for anything. If atom bomb or hydrogen bomb or any bomb, it cannot touch Atma. To show, never. So nothing. You should be not. You should try to do kirtan here, there. Sometimes you should assemble any one place and take classes like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have to take classes of the little boys. What? You should read only Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.